Is that school still standing?
No, sir.
Can you remember what it was like?
Yeah, I can't hardly remember what it was like. It was a one-story building. There wasn't a good big building. There's about four rooms, I believe, in it.
Mm-hmm. That's that little large room. Mm-hmm.
Back then they didn't have a little rooms and this grade and that and that, right. And that. We just everything was school together.
Everybody was together.
Mm-hmm. First school I went to was a little school right up here about a half mile off from the road, built out of logs.
I remember that day.
And it's just a straight, it's some wider than this is right here.
Mm-hmm.
About as wide as this rigging the other back of those walls.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 feet wide and about 36 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight and built out of logs.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen log houses.
Oh, yeah. The whole school was built out of logs.
That's the first thing they went to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They'd
have one teacher and he taught all the whole works.
Everything. Didn't have any specialists back then.
I had the blueback speller though.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's several teachers taught there. Mm-hmm. That was our first school.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any favorite subjects? Things that you liked better than anything else?
I always liked
arithmetic. Uh-huh. Were they teaching algebra back then?
No, not then they didn't. Mm-hmm. Later we started teaching student algebra in town. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what grade it was you started arithmetic?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about, well, it was along my last years.
Mm-hmm.
About my seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just learned to work it good when I had to quit school.
Mm-hmm.
Go to plowing.
I know what you mean.
My daddy had a good big farm here and had to plow mules, you know. And I stopped and went to helping him.
Right.
I'm telling that poor fellow, he could be in human flying, and I was on his age. He just liked work.
Mm-hmm.
He just loved that farm.
Mm-hmm. Did you use that plow that was drawn by mules or something like that?
Well, it's the only thing we had, just mules all together back then.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take to plow a piece of land?
It took a long time. I just telling some of them today. We had no plow then. That our first plows, they called an old Boy Dixie.
Hmm.
It was like using these plows. I mean, turn plow. Now it's using mules,
mm-hmm.
steel beams. Mm-hmm. Might call. These had a big old wooden beam. In fact, I got one out on the barn.
Is
now.
That right?
Mm-hmm. A wooden beam and a 6-inch plow, 5 or 6-inch plow to plow with.
Mm-hmm.
And now you had to just go round and round to break your land. Flat, mm. You don't break it flat with mm-hmm. that. Plow about a half acre to 3/4 a day.
Mm. That sounds like hard work.
I mean, from morning to night, too.
It's a job. I imagine you didn't have any trouble sleeping at night after that.
Yes, sir, you didn't. They were much probably grinding that way that automobiles had to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Dad bought his first car in 1914. Oh, I got to wear a half at the time, I can't say. One of them 1914 Model T.
Model T Ford.
Model T.
Mm-hmm.
Had carbide lights on it.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember your first ride in that thing?
Yeah, well, I remember Monday first.
Yeah.
I know, remember what my brother and myself was hauling some old pools back in the year. And we saw a man, he bought up a man in Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
The old roads had just old dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt. Sand and dirt. Mm-hmm. And that thing is coming up the road we was coming across with our pole right on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the shiniest thing I ever saw it coming up. We couldn't get to the house quick enough.
Uh-huh.